Blog Talk Radio.
Look if you bought, why am I a hoe? Look if you bought, why am I a hoe? Look,
yeah, if you
bought,
this is what I'm scrambling.
Look,
it's a prince of
Kong. Look if you bought,
yeah.
Look if you bought,
Lil Jay on the track, nigga.
Look if you bought, if you bought,
hey, it's time for all the security.
Look if you
get around. It's going down.
Yeah. Well, I'm a gat toting pistol holding nigga on your damn street. Stumping, jumping, bumping, and be punk off in this damn thing. Throwing the bows, I pack these hoes. They screaming and bleeding from their nose. And when we start to swing, we make them niggas hit the float. Ain't no game off in this thing. We be deep off in your party. Call my niggas to the start. Hit them with niggas be the hardest. So if a nigga come and run their mouth just like a hoe, punch him dead up in his nose and stomp his ass down to the floor.
Yo, we nuggin' and muggin' and ready to fight. I bet ya I'ma throw them bangs on haters just to think twice. See me, I ain't nothing nice. And cry my beat ain't no stopping. Take me like Saddam Hussein, killer, and I'm time up and lying. Like they say, nigga, I'm popping and I am acting the fool. I wish a hater would get crunk up on this crime, my crew. Not enough, it's enough, boy, rough. And get stuff, boy, look, it's a must, boy, no. If you buck, boy.
Look, if you book, right? Hmm. Mom, you know it's your girl. Let's live in the building, man. And we all the way live, and we live in the building. It's Friday. We got a hot show. We got my co-host, Sandra, in the building that's going to give you the sports report. Along with that, we're also going to have the wonderful actor, rapper, musician, the one and only Orlando Brown live in the building. Most of you guys know him from That's So Raven. He's also in the new NWA movie, if you didn't know that. So he's going to be live on the show with us on Lush Radio Online. Along with that, we're going to have the one and only Pinky Killicorn, who's definitely doing her thing in the DMV area. And big shout-out to Bobby Christina from coming out of her coma. We're very, very happy to hear that good news. So we're going to go to the phone lines and listen and see if we have our girl, the one and only Sandra, live in the building. What's up, Sandra?
Oh, what's up? It's Friday.
What's up with you, Billy? You are so funny.
Hey, what are you laughing at? Oh, my God. Hey, then it's Friday. I think I got a Friday. It's a new day, you know. Glad this week is over. This week kind of flew by, but, hey, glad it's over.
Hey, definitely. Anything good in the gossip area? Anything newsworthy out there in the mix?
What did you say?
Anything in the mix? Any updates? Anything going on?
I mean, you know, tomorrow they got what, the Broccoli City going on tomorrow?
Yeah,
so, you know,
they have the Broccoli Fest. Yes.
Right. It's going on tomorrow, and then Divine C event, they're having a concert tomorrow night at Safaris in D.C. Of course, you know, people definitely got to check it out. But, yeah, it's
okay.
Like that, man. I was about to say the weather, what's up with this weather, though? Like, this is confusing me now. It went from hot to cold.
I don't know. Yesterday was like beaming, and today was like freezing. I'm confused. I don't know what's going on. It's cold. It's hot. It's cold. I don't know. It's definitely you're prone to get sick in this weather.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
You're definitely prone to get sick. Big shout out to our girl Wanda at Fresh Talk. She's over there. They were doing a new thing called the Comeback Kings, and with Ed Lover, Trish Renati with Nature, Lil Seeds, and many more. And she was able to go do an interview with them out there in New Jersey. So big shout out to her for doing her thing.
Yeah.
Also, we were able to check out Mimi Monday. Mimi Monday was nice. They had a new cigar lounge that's coming out called Aroma. So instead of having to go all the way down to Shelley's in D.C., you can now go to Prince George's County and go to a nice cigar bar. It's coming out soon, so we'll have more information on that soon once that opens. Also, Rakim is going to be in a building in Baltimore twice in June, on the 12th at the Fillmore. Doors open at 7. You can go get your tickets now at the Fillmore. Also, June 13th, he's going to be at Paparazzi, which is called the Old Sonar. He's going to be there also. Also, congratulations to the one and only Justin Timberlake and his wife, on their new beautiful Joy, Bundle of Joy, their new baby boy. He looks just like Justin, those big, beautiful blue eyes.
And congratulations to Beyonce's mother for getting married, you know, and those pictures of the women are just gorgeous. I mean, Blue Ivy was just adorable. She was cute. More props to her and, you know, her whole family.
Definitely, big shout out to them.
And she said that Blue Ivy is the one that encouraged her to go get married. Even though the way she said Blue Ivy said it, I personally would not believe that Blue Ivy said, y'all should get married. What y'all? Literally, that's what she said, Blue Ivy. I was her Bible.
I don't think
Blue Ivy out there going, y'all should get married. Like, who's
talking like that around her? I mean, she's like a baby.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm lost on that one, you know, but I'm going to keep my comments to myself. iHeartRadio's having a summer pool party May 30th, iHeart pool party featuring Chris Brown, Nicki Minaj. Also, you can take those tickets. Speaking of Chris Breezy, him and Rihanna have a new song together called Put It Up featuring Rihanna and Chris Brown. I don't know. Those two just seem like they just can't stay away from each other. It's like they're constantly stuck. I've meant to be soulmates, but, you know, because of all the propaganda and media, you know, they're not allowed to be together like they want to. They keep creeping around, you know.
And speaking of Chris Brown, his so-called, quote-unquote, baby mom and the former baby father of royalty, they actually got engaged, and they plan on suing Chris Brown for child support.
Wow! Isn't that a slap in the face?
And I mean, it's left and right in the face. That's what I'm like, well, we'll see how this plays out. Yeah,
I don't know what it is with Chris Brown. It's like he has a black cloud over his head. Like, they're not trying to let this dude live.
I mean, to me, I think the problem is I just think that he makes a lot of wrong decisions. That's just point blank.
But it's not like Chris isn't trying to be a father. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he's not trying to be a father. It's just they just don't want to let him live. Also, big shout out to Steve Johnson. He had a wonderful event with American Summit Water on the rooftop. It's definitely wonderful scenery. But shout out to President Barack Obama for holding up traffic for like 2 hours and stuff. That was crazy. I was like, wow, okay. And also, I thought it was an accident. Two people actually started getting out their cars. It was so ridiculous. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could have had went to freaking New York and came back and you still been stuck in traffic. That's how crazy it was.
Right.
It was ridiculous. Also, big shout out to DJ Premier for shouting us out on his page and stuff for the pictures we took of him at his event. And shout out to Rodney Perry. He's doing a whole bunch of different classes. It's called Never Deny the Next Level. He's doing his classes, 6-week classes, and he's doing a lot of things, so definitely support Roddy Perry. He's doing this thing. Also, the Cannabis Cup is coming in June. That's coming in June. That's going to be in L.A. And the Art of Rap is going down Saturday, July 18th, hosted by the Chief Rock of Busy Bee, hip-hop legend. There's going to be so many hip-hop legends. And, you know, the Art of Rap actually came out as a documentary that was actually directed by Ice-T. So it's coming out. There's going to be The Game, Ice-T, Bone Thugs and Harmony, African Bombada, Big Daddy Kane, Biz Markie, DJ Quick, W. Fresh, EPMD, King T, Master, Grandmaster Melly Mel, Kool Moe Dee, Curtis Blow, Mac 10. It's going to be so many people. You're going to have footage for years, okay? So you need to go up on the LiveNation.com or the AutoRapFest.com and get your tickets and book your flight and ASAP. This is going to be bananas. And don't forget, tonight we're going to have the wonderful Pinky Killer Corn, and the one and only Orlando Brown. He's going to be in a new NWA movie, so definitely, you know what I'm saying, call it at 347-826-7722. So that's what it is, man. You already know what it is. Call it at 347-826-7722. But, yeah, I was sitting there talking to DJ Hustle earlier tonight or whatever, and he was like, yeah, him and Orlando was at a screening or whatever together, because, you know, he does his movies or whatever. And he had told me, he said, you know, Orlando's in a new NWA movie. I said, for real? I was like, oh, bet. I said, that's going to be big. I seen the trailer for that. And, I mean, the kids, the people that they got to play Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, and Ice Cube look exactly like them. Exactly like them. It's crazy. We're going to go to some music, and we're going to come back. And hopefully we'll have them live on the show. So we're going to go ahead and play some music. And we'll be right back. So I think I'm going to play some Neo, and I'll be back.
A dedication to the independent woman, to the one working hard for hers. This is just my way of letting you know I see you, baby. And I brought a friend along to help me show my appreciation the right way. Ladies, Mr. Jamie Foxx. Mr. Foxx. Ladies.
Remix. I love her cause she got her own. She don't need mine, just to leave mine alone. There ain't nothing that's more sexy than the girl that won't but don't need me. Young, independent, yeah, she work hard. But you can't tell from the way that she walks. She don't slow down cause she ain't got time to be complaining, shorty gon' shine.
Less than perfect. en muerte, uno es todo. ¿Comprende?
If I multiply 2 times 2, is it really, really for me? La, 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 la. And if I add 5 to get 9 minus 8, that just leaves me.
Me, 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 me.
So many times satisfying my pride through somebody else's eyes.
La, 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 la.
Then I looked inside and found my own shroud. I found the lasting love for me. If I am searching for my spirituality, passionately, I must begin with me.
Number that was like when she came out with her first album, that was like Big Jill, but she's like Slim Jill. But I loved it either way because she's always sexy. We love Jill Scott and wish her nothing but success. And big shout out to Bobby Christina for coming out of this coma. And we're gonna go ahead and go into the sports report and see what's going on. And everybody's getting ready for this Pacquiao and boy Mayweather fight.
Mayweather, yes, everyone is next weekend, man. It's next week, and this is the
wow.
biggest fight, you know. Yes, and actually Mayweather is going to be making $120 million off of this fight.
Say that again. I think my heart just skipped a beat. What did you say again? 100 what?
$120 million.
Jesus Christ.
That's how much he's going to be making this fight. Yes, that's, yeah, this is, I
that's
mean,
why, that's why that dude be like, I don't need to say hi to nobody. He said, nigga, don't even talk to me, man. Oh,
no bull. I mean,
God.
That's how much he makes almost every fight. You know, I just, he makes almost about $100 million every fight. But this is, I think this is about the highest paid. You know, it's $120. I don't know how much Pacquiao is getting from this, but I know Mayweather is getting paid off of this, for sure.
All I can say is, like, I just do, like, 2 fights. I'm retiring. Forget it. I'm in the wrong business, son. I'm
cutting
all my nails out, man. I'm about to be a boxer, man. Forget this.
I'm done. The reason why, because he doesn't have any promoters. He has his own promotion company. So he uses his own promotion. So all the money, everything comes to him. It doesn't go to anybody else. But
on top of that, he got fighters under him too, though.
Exactly. And actually, upon that, one of his fighters is actually fighting tonight. Yeah, one of his fighters, I heard, I can't recall his name, but he's supposed to be fighting tonight. Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, he's making money off of this. I mean, you can't
blame him for doing it. He's like his own Don King. You know what I'm saying? He's pretty much his own Don King.
He pretty much exiled out Don King and became his own Don King.
Mm-hmm.
And was making all that money that Don King was making. But, yeah, you know, hey, my thoughts to him, like, you know, everybody predicting that, everybody, It's kind of a draw right
hey.
Now. Everybody's...
No, you know what? I can't even get mad at him. He be like in that joint, like, you know what I'm saying? King Jaffe Joffer in the joint talking about the whole thing is clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude is crazy, dog. That money is ridiculous, man. And then you know how much money he making from HBO? HBO alone, okay? Mm-hmm. It's like freaking pay-per-view, they talking about freaking $80 to $100. Like,
it's right. If you want it and have the permission to get it for $100, I'm like, really, though? Really? They're making you pay that much?
Some of these fight parties are charging, like, $150. I'm sitting here like, dude, you want to charge that? Me and my man can go half on it, and we can order it and be in the crib and get some nachos or something, man. What do you giving me for $100?
Pretty much.
You know?
Pretty much, but
no,
hey, you know, it is what it is. And
what else
and
is going on in the news?
Tonight is the NBA playoffs. Yes.
Oh.
Yes, game three of the NBA playoffs tonight. The Washington Wizards, yes, indeed. They're playing.
Wow, I'm surprised about that.
I'm shocked. I am very shocked, you know.
Do you know how many freaking years it's been before they got into, like, the playoffs? Like, they used to suck. Like, no disrespect, Wizards, even the DMV, but they used to suck, like, badly. They was, like, the worst team on freaking East Coast for a minute. But the team has definitely got their D on, their defense. They've been training. They got John Wall. They got plenty of good players on there. They doing their thing, man.
Yeah, more power.
I wish them the best.
Huh?
You think they have the chance of ever trying to get a ring or anything?
I'm not this time of day in the NBA because it's a lot of teams out there that's gonna give them a run for their money. Definitely. I mean, not in the next year, two or three. Maybe in about 5 years. Possibly can do something. I mean, I'm just saying, you know. I don't see them now.
I think they should just enjoy what limelight they're getting now because it's been a minute since they got limelight and people, you know, actually want to, you know, invest in them. So, you know what I'm saying? They should just ride it till the wheels fall off, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully, you know, they get a ring, you know, who knows?
You know, hey,
I doubt
who knows?
No disrespect, though, but I'm being honest, but whatever. But
right. But hey, who knows? It might. Let's see. The Houston Rockets is playing tonight. They're playing the Dallas Mavericks. And then L.A. Clippers is playing the Spurs. Yes, Tim Duncan.
Really?
And what's his name? Blake. CP3. So that's going to be a very interesting game. Everything is on game three tonight. And then in baseball, tomorrow they have the Subway Series in New York. The baseball is New York Yankees, I guess, and New York Mets. So that will be a definitely, you know, interesting game tomorrow because it's the battle of New York, you know. So, and then one thing going on in the NFL, this dude, Greg Hardy from the Cowboys, he's a defensive end. He actually got suspended for 10 games for fighting in practice with his teammate. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You sure it wasn't play fighting and smacking him on his butt or something? I'm just saying. You know they be smacking each other on the ass and shit, so I don't know.
I never got that concept. I never, ever,
yes.
Even if they do that. They do that in NBA, too. I never got that concept.
Yo,
today.
Let me tell you something. Next time when we go and interview somebody in the sports or anything, an athlete, somebody got to explain to us who started this whole butt-slapping thing, like this
And then my whole thing is they don't see it as bad or as, you know, as funny, but when it's someone else that does it, it becomes a problem. But if it's not in, like, a sports type of, you know, mentality.
That's what I'm saying. If it's
it
in regular life, and if it's regular life, then they say it's homo. When you in the locker room, it's no homo. But what is that dude smacking you on your ass? Is a homo on the D-Lo. I'm trying to understand what's going on. No disrespect, because I got gay friends. No, but I'm just saying, though, it's a lot of smacking ass going on
I would definitely like for an athlete to clarify that, because that's something that needs to be clarified. That doesn't make sense to me, how it's okay in the locker room and when you're on the field and when you're on the court, but it's not okay when you off the sports facility. Like, it doesn't make sense, but whatever. Hey,
when is it not appropriate to smack ass? Because I like smacking ass, so somebody tell me something.
You said, when is it not appropriate to smack ass?
For real. I heard something about them coming out with a Fast and the Furious 8. They're going to put out something about that.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
wow,
okay.
Well, I guess they can kind of play into that now, because when they wrote off the scene, it's basically like he was, like, leaving the whole, you know, fast life and going to be a father and stuff like that instead of killing him off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I guess they can still do that. You know,
You know, hey, that he died suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the daughter, the girls, I don't know, man. But they making a killing with that movie. That franchise is $1 billion.
Yo, $147 million in the first week. What? We don't even know what the rest of the weeks are made. Like, are you serious?
Mm-mm. Combined, they're
like,
$1 billion franchise.
Girl, I was like, oh, my. And mind you, it ain't like they just did this movie. Like, this, they have installments of Fast and the Furious. This franchise is worth billions of dollars, man.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And the people that are paying for them just to put their cars in there, these are like high grade cars they putting in these movies. Like,
absolutely.
These are the cars you dream about driving. You know. So I mean.
Right. You know, for the newer ones back in the day, you'd be like, come on.
And one thing, another thing, as them being actors. One thing, I mean, we've seen so many, you know, rappers or musicians gone from musician to actor. And, you know, for Ludacris, you know, we know him as this, you know, wild, you know what I'm saying, out there rapper. And Tyrese, this love singer, for them to transition, this is big for them because they've been in several series. Like, they are getting
absolutely
money, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely,
like,
yes.
They
this
don't
is
have
very
to
big.
Sing or rap anymore, ever.
Right, because this is, yes. Absolutely, they're absolutely a part of this. And then Tyrese was, like, literally one of the main characters because he was, Paul Walker's right-hand man.
Exactly. He started being the main character or whatever, which actually put him on the top, you know what I'm saying, with that. And this dude getting money. This dude flying to Dubai, like, every other day like it's nothing.
And then he's
I'm
on
like,
Instagram
I'm
preaching to people about nothing.
I'm like, come on, cuz. Like, come on, man. Pastor Tyrese, like, chill. I mean, there are some stuff that he's telling that is real, but come on, man. You getting big money, okay? You getting rich. Like, come on, man. We looking at you like, son. Like, son, we ain't flying to Dubai every night like you are, dog. Like, you don't got private jets, son. We can't relate to you.
Not at all.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. But we're going to go to the phone lines. But like I said, we're going to have Orlando Brown. You know him from That's So Raven and Disney. Actually, he's been acting. He was on Family Matters also. He's done a lot of stuff on Major Pain.
Yes, he was.
And he's always been that mischievous kid or whatever in most of the movies when he was growing up. And then now he's going to be on he's going to be on the new NWA movie, which is going to be crazy. I know they're going to make bank off that movie.
And he's also going to be on the new American Bad Boys featuring the one and only Cat Williams, of course. He's also on there, and it is co-produced by Reno Rankin. That's Tori Hart's manager.
Okay.
So, yes, and it comes out in theater June 2nd. You know, Lion Gate's behind us. So, yeah, people definitely got to check that out.
Definitely. He's going to be live on the show with us in a few minutes. We're going to phone that and see who we got live on the line with us. And we're also going to have Pinky Killer Corn. We got a caller from the 202. You live in the building on Let's Radio Online. What's popping?
Hola.
Hola. Pinky Killer Corn in the building. What's up, girl?
What up, dude?
Girl, I was about to think somebody kidnapped you for a second. I said, where Pinky at, man?
Nah, I ain't nobody kidnapped
Pinky at, man.
I'm good.
What's up
with you?
Ain't nothing much, Pinky, man. It's been a minute, man. I seen you. You was doing your thing. You always been a star. And you just been blowing up and been grinding, going to New York, state to state, doing your thing. You done joined the hippie crew, Hippie Life crew, with
Hippie
on everybody. Yeah, Hippie Like Who, y'all, you doing your thing, man. What's popping? What's going on? What's new with Pinky, man?
What ain't going on, man? I got my new project about to drop, my mixtape, Killer Corn 3.5. That's coming out soon, very soon. I got the Broccoli City Fest tomorrow with Erykah Badu. So excited about that. I'm performing as The Voice tomorrow before that. And I got the 90s party tomorrow after that. I'm going to meet Erykah Badu. That's the best part of tomorrow.
Exactly. We're going to be in the mix over there, too, so we definitely want to check you out and get some footage out that joint, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, get me. You know, I'm ready. I'm camera ready.
Definitely. Now, Pinky, you transitioned a lot, man. So from what's the difference between the Pinky back then to the Pinky now?
Back then, you know, just maturing, I evolved. And back then, I was a product of what I was doing. I was outside all the time. I was on some other stuff. It was more negative. I'm on a more positive path now. You know what I'm saying? I promote
that's
more positivity. I think positive. I try to do everything, put out what I want. You know what I'm saying? Put out positive energy. I can get everything back positively. And it's been working so far. Speaking everything into existence.
That's what's up.
I spoke me and Erykah about doing to existence. When I, you know what I'm saying? She tweeted me and said she liked me. And now I'm doing a show with her. So that's how it go.
That's what's up, man. I'm definitely proud of you, man. You have definitely grown.
Thank you.
I'm seeing you, and the music has always been good and stuff. For those who don't know, describe your sound for the people out there.
I mean, it's my own genre. It's Killer Corn music. I say like a mixture of Erykah Badu, Scarface, Pimp C, Gwen Stefani, Missy Elliott. Mm-hmm. I don't know. With Go-Go, a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I can't really describe it. You know, they gotta check it out. Go on iTunes and look me up. Pinky Killer Corn, everything. Amazon, Google Play, Spotify, all that. Every blood clot team.
Exactly. And the other thing about Pinky is that she has a colorful personality. She has a big personality. When she walks in the room, you know that's Pinky Killer Corn. I mean, from her style, it's definitely different, it's unique. I love when she puts
Thank
on,
you.
She has different types of dresses to fit her mood. Her hairstyle, she's a person mm-hmm. with that loves color. And I just love it. And she's a beautiful young lady. And she's doing
Thank
some
so
amazing
much.
Things out
Thank
there. Definitely. I'm definitely
sure
proud of you, Pinky.
Thank you.
Definitely
yes,
proud
I mean,
of you.
The last time I saw you, a lot has changed. For the better.
I know.
And it's only going to get better from here. I'm going to keep grinding, you know.
Definitely.
My management, saying shout out my management, Steinbaum Group, Ms. Diva for you. You know what I'm saying? We been working. And that's it. That's all
Definitely.
You got to do.
And we also, and like I said, if you're tuning in, we also have Orlando Brown that's going to be calling into the show. And we're going to be
okay.
talking to him. He's going to be on a new show. So let's check on the line and see if we got the one and only Orlando in the building. What's up? What's popping?
What's going on? How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored, I will tell you that. What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the gangster lean, the woo-hoo, baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I heard that.
So if you're tuning in, we have the wonderful Orlando Brown live in the building, man, actor extraordinaire and artist. And we also have the wonderful Pinky Killer Corn live in the building, a wonderful artist in the DMV. She'll be performing with us about you tomorrow. You already know what it is. So, Orlando, since you're live on the phone, we'll just go back and forth with both of you guys with the questions. Orlando, you have grown. We basically grew up watching you. I mean, from Family Matters, Major Payne, to That's So Raven, to NWA's new movie, You know what I'm saying? And American Bad Boy. I mean, you're doing so many things, man. And you an artist.
Yeah, well, you know, God is good. And it's definitely a blessing to be on the phone with you guys and to be where I am today as far as my career is just it's a total blessing. You know, a lot of people, they end up being stereotyped and, you know, or end up statistics or whatever the case may be of the industry that we're all in. But the Lord has definitely been carrying me until this point. So, I mean, I'm just grateful.
Definitely. Another question I want to ask you, Orlando, speaking of stereotypes, a lot of people, they have this stigma, like, you know, say when you come in as a child actor, it's like, okay, you're stuck, like Steve Urkel. Everybody looks at him as the Urkel or whatever. Do you ever have that stigma of like, okay, that's that guy or whatever? Is it hard when it comes to acting when you put in a box, hard to transition?
No, it depends on you know, if you've grown up with your crowd or your fan base, or if you're basically generally new to the industry. And with me, you know, from like you said, family matters, the major pain thing, all of that, I kind of like, you know, broke that early through the grace of God with the early stages of my career. So therefore, when it came to Disney, it was like more of the just me when I'm out in public, the fans, you know,
mm-hmm.
they know Eddie. That was like really, really big or whatever. Disney was hot, but it's, you know, it's not a stereotypical deal when, you know, I go from that to, like you just said, you know, NWA and American Bad Boy. But like I said, if you're generally new and you get caught up and, you know, you do something for so long, then that's when you'll get stereotypical with the whole situation.
Exactly. But all you guys listening, don't get it twisted. Orlando is not the one to be messed with, okay? He might got that smile and that cute face, but he will knock you out, okay? Because it's not a gangster. He a gangster. He's a gangster. But he a good dude, though, you know what I'm saying? And it was a pleasure for us seeing you at the Female Hip Hop Honors and stuff over there and stuff. You're very humble and very, you know, very approachable. You know how some people in Hollywood, you know, they get to a certain, you know, status in their life, and it's hard to approach them, but you're very approachable.
Me?
Orlando?
I'm right here.
Yeah.
And thank you for telling me that I'm approachable. I really, really worked on that for a long time. Because it's a lot of damn people I should have slapped a long time ago, but God is not done with me. He's not done with me.
Silly Orlando, but that's why we love you. For real.
Love you.
Definitely. Sandra, do you have a question for Orlando while he's on the phone?
Like, what inspires you to keep, you know, pushing and, you know, keep, you know, grinding hard? Because, you know, a lot of these actors, just like you said, a lot of child actors, you know, it's hard for them to transition. And if they do transition, you know, it's dead on. You don't see them a lot, but for you, you know, we see you a lot. You're always doing something, you know, like what keep pushing you and keep motivating you to keep going and keep, you know, going hard?
Well, just I'll say, first of all, my friends, my fans, and my family, you know, and just not wanting to be a let to people, especially to people like my mom and my fans really motivate me a lot, you know. And when you have goals and dreams, you know, like I have my own entertainment company by the name of Young Star Entertainment. So my artists and stuff that I have signed and that I work with or whatever the case may be, it's just like if you say something, you want to be a man of your word. You know, you want to be a man of your word. You want to be able to teach people that it's definitely possible to continue based off of, you know, just you don't have to wait all the time. You know, if you really, really want it, you got to go out and get it yourself. So I just think that as a kid, you know, me working so much, it's just been something that has grown in me and to my manhood to where, like, I just can't stop. You know, I want the
public to be in awe. I love to entertain, make people smile. I love singing. I love entertainment, period. You know, it's not like I can work at a McDonald's. So if I don't want to end up at a McDonald's, you know what I'm saying? It's like, if I don't want to end up working at a McDonald's or at least trying to be the manager of a Burger King, I'm like, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's just like that. You know, that's what makes me strive to become a better artist, a better CEO, a better man, a better friend, a better a better artist in the sense of just being well-rounded with everything. And, you know, if it's not in you, then it's not in you. Like my uncle always tells me, you know, it's like, it's not in you, it's on you. And if it's not on you, it's in you. But, you know, if you have it, you have it. And if you don't, you don't. And I'm just thanking God that I have it.
Exactly. Pinky, she's due on here. Pinky's the artist. She's doing her thing. Pinky, do you have a question for Orlando while he's on the line, Pinky?
Yes. Well, first I want to say I'm a fan. I grew up watching you. I'm a fan. I would say that.
Thank you.
I just want to know, like, how is it with the cameras? Like, I know you grew up on TV, but in reality, like, are you really, like, a shy person? Do you not want people always in your face with cameras and stuff because you grew up with cameras in your face all the time? So that's something I'm trying to get used to. So I just rap.
Well, it's just like, you know, you have to understand that I'm never a shy person. It's just that.
I mean,
when
you know,
people,
not shy, but you know, sometimes you just don't.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's just the camera is a part of this industry. You know what I mean? So, you know, if you're out, you know, I learned that from Celine Dion. I mean, how dare we say no to taking a picture to a fan when they're why? You know, we're the reason why they buy cable and all this old stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. So yeah. I never turn down a fan. I never, you know, unless I'm just looking horrible at that moment. Catch me with the stank breath in the morning or something. But other than that, it's like, you know, I'm in love with the camera because the camera shows, you know, who you really are. And if you run from the camera, then you'll never get to, you know, show the world your true legacy as an artist. So, you know,
okay.
it goes to that saying, if you stay ready, you never have to get ready. You know
exactly.
what I mean? So,
I like
and that's what that is all about. You know what I mean? And in this industry, they just do it. They put it out the wrong way as far as, you know, like
mm-hmm.
the paparazzi bothering you, this, that, and the other, which makes
yeah,
people shy away from that.
Yeah, like, that type of stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, it definitely makes people want to shy away from that aspect of life, but... You know, if you're doing nothing wrong, then there's nothing but truth that can come from you being on camera. And you know, if you're a child of God like I am, you're gonna want to let that light shine. You know what I mean? So just use that as a platform. That's all.
Okay.
Hey Orlando, you sound like a real motivational speaker over there, man. Do you do public speaking also?
Say that one. Repeat that one more time.
I said you sound like an empowering speaker. I said, do you do public speaking?
Yeah, sometimes when I have time, I definitely go to school, you know, motivate the children and things of that nature. But I see myself later on down the line in my 40s or something like that, you know, probably getting into politics or something of that nature, if God sees fit. But right about now, it's about sitting on these couches and not only promoting these movies, but letting these people know that there is a man of God that's not trying to gangbang for Jesus, but, you know, let people know that, you know, your light can shine in a smooth way, you know what I mean? And nobody's out there screaming his name, you know what I mean? So, therefore, you know, if everybody else can sell their soul to the devil or whatever the case may be, then how come we can't talk about the ones that sell their soul to God? You know what I mean?
Mm.
So it's just like that, you know. And I was brought up around a lot of intellectual people that taught me smart things to say and not dumb things to do. So it shows in my speaking, and I'm thanking God right now. Like I said, I thank God that I'm to this point in my life to where I can share these things with you guys. Amen.
Amen. For real, I was like, woo! He just motivated me. Shoot.
Right.
Go ahead, Orlando. So, okay, now, I know you and Raven have played played friends and stuff on the show. Are you guys more like brother and sister and everything in real life? You guys seem real close and stuff.
Yeah, we are. We definitely, she still got my phone right now, and if she listens, I want my phone. I'm coming to your house. I'll be there in a couple days to pick my phone up. But anyways, yeah, It's all good. Yeah, she's definitely a magical person. And I really, really love her art side, because a lot of people don't know that Raven can really, really do some wonderful art. Like, she's really, really a great artist as far as, like, her painting and things, and her new music is awesome, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, yeah, we were definitely close and stuff like that, and it definitely is that brother-sister relationship to where she can cuss me out, get mad, cut me off, and then call me next week. So, you know, we support each other. And, you know, we're just proud of each other. You know, like, she has the Empire thing going. I just now finished my first leading role in a movie called Smoke-Filled Lungs. You know, yeah, I got, like you said, the NWA and the movie with Cash. So, yeah, I mean, we both doing some great things, you know, as far as her doing Black-ish and stuff like that. I mean, even little Kyle Massey, you know, our little brother, he's doing Gotham and stuff like that. And, yeah,
wow.
Everybody's really even Annalisa, she moved to New York to do some big stuff with plays and all that good stuff. So everybody's doing well, and we all support each other, and we're still a great family. And as a matter of fact, we're talking about going ahead and doing the That's a Raven reunion. So I think that's going to be a lot
serious?
Of yeah, we're definitely thinking about doing that. Highly thinking about doing that. So it's gonna come out great. You know, just stay tuned. Hopefully we got that coming out. You guys got to just make sure it's not a full house situation. That's all.
Exactly. Yeah. So how did the whole NWA situation come about? I know that's gonna be big. Like, that movie's gonna be bananas, man. Bananas.
Yeah, well, I was at Crush Stations with my manager and Andre, Dr. Dre, you know, it just came about to where the role of Easy was offered or brought up, and I was like, wow, yeah, of course, you know, but it didn't work out that way, so therefore they
uh-huh.
still wrote me in the movie, and you know, with that kind of, I mean, even. Even David
hey, that's
Ray
that power right there, Orlando.
Yeah,
power.
It's the power of God. Yeah, no one can stop what God has for you, and that's prime example. But like I said, even Damian Wayans told me, he said, don't you know I would have just played an extra in that dang movie? I said, wow, like, you know, it's definitely going to be huge, but I'm not looking at it being just a huge project because of, you know, who they were in their past. I'm looking at how many motivational you know, hearts are going to be touched to be motivational through their art. You know what I mean? So that's really, really, you know what I mean? These guys didn't just gangster rap. You know, they touched a lot of people. They saved a lot of people. And, you know, instead of, I mean, even if you think about the drug epidemic that was going on at that time, they took our black people from, you know, crack, and they put them on weed. Even, I'm not saying that's better, but now you have medicinal marijuana, so I'm saying it did something, you know, it's good in some way, you know what I mean? So,
shout out to 420, you know, that having the same.
I mean, hey, you know?
You know,
it is, but I do know it's going to be very uplifting to see the easy side of the story. It's going to be very uplifting to see DOC side about how the car accident and all this happened. And, you know, it's just going to be very, very, it's been a long time since everybody been wanting to know what really happened. So,
exactly.
F. Gary Gray, you know, come on, set it off. F. Gary Gray going to get straight to the point, and that's what he did. So,
exactly.
Hopefully you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, well, the thing with NWA, I've always been an NWA fan, and they, like, really, really impact the nation from the hip-hop nation. I mean, the government was coming after them. I mean, they were so powerful, the government came after them. I mean, they moved nations, I mean, and they really transformed the black youth. And on top of that, like, they wasn't taking no for an answer. And Easy, you know, even with his soft voice, like, he was a very impactful individual. And, you know, to see all of them grow from, you know, from Dre to Ice Cube transitioning and everything, and then look back, I really want to know exactly what happened to Easy and everything like that. So that's why I really want to watch the movie. And also tell us about American Bad Boy. What do we expect from this movie?
Well, American Bad Boy is not only a movie that, you know, is gonna show a lot of my comedic side, because I've been dabbling into the comedy world, but it's more like, you know, it's gonna show the real truth of how male strippers, they get pinned a lot, you know what I mean? And even though in my character and in the movie I'm clowning my boy or whatever the case may be, you know, he's, you know, going through the fact that he's, you know, trying to get his music career started or whatever. And, you know, he went to his uncle and borrowed some money and couldn't pay it back, you know, because, you know, he wanted to do his music. So in order to pay it back, Cat Williams got him shaking his sausage. So around from all of that, you know, it's a real funny movie. It has some reality situations that are really going to be close to the streets, to where literally, like, you know, the landmarks and all that good stuff are going to be recognizable to people that are from LA and all that good stuff. And just the whole aspect and the whole ordeal that takes place inside of the movie is very uplifting to not just young black people or young black males, but it's going to be something that the whole world can feel, you know what I mean? Because nobody really paid attention to the whole guys, you know, stripping type of deal. Like, nobody cared about that world until, you know, movies like this, you know, transpired or whatever the case may be. So, I mean, all we had was, you know, Players Club, you know, which was about the females, exactly. The female side, and her going to school and trying to be an anchor woman and all that stuff. So exactly. It's going to be a very, very uplifting thing, or a male version of the Players Club with, you know, Cat Williams as the Bernie Mac. So it's going to be hilarious.
Definitely. And Sandra, do you have a question for Orlando?
Oh, yes, I do. So how was it working with Cat Williams? You know, because he's funny, you're funny, you know, you guys have different characters, you know, like, how was it working with him and all the other different actors in the movie, in the American Bad Boy movie?
It was awesome. I mean, he's amazing. He's amazing, and he's a very, very smart man, and a lot of people think that he's just a belligerent person, just like how they used to think of me. Just, he's crazy. No, we don't want to deal with it. But when you sit down with a man for more than 3 minutes, you know what I mean, or even within a minute, you can look at him dead in his eyes and be able to tell that he's very, very intellectually inclined enough to change a lot of the thoughts that people think about him, you know. And he's just cool. He's just a really, really cool guy, you know. He just doesn't like to be messed with, you know what I mean? Just don't get on his bad side. And that goes with anybody,
exactly.
You know, and people just get it misconstrued because we're in the limelight. But, you know, when you go, I mean, just like you said about me, like, he's a G, he don't get it twisted. Yeah, but it's not just about don't get it twisted. It's just about, you know, when you get mad, what do you do? When you have your back against the wall and somebody's trying to pin you and you know you're right. You know, do you be quiet because you feel like you have to be quiet, or do you voice your opinion and stand up for yourself? Not because just, you know, you're a star, you're supposed to be quiet. No, if you're wrong, and if anybody is wrong, you know, it goes to the same. If you put a dog in the corner and you keep poking at it, it's either going to attack you or it's going to start barking anyway. It's going to give you something, you know. So, I mean, yeah, he's just awesome guy, and, you know, I'm happy to be in this film with him, you know, it was a blessing to be able to meet him and have him in my life as an uncle and everything, industry-wise. And I look forward to working with him again.
Yeah, he's very articulate and stuff like that. But as you mentioned earlier about that, like, having friends in Hollywood, the thing about it is that you guys deal with a lot of pressure, and a lot of people have stereotypes, or they have prejudgment of who they think you guys are, without actually getting to know you, you know. You guys are regular people just like everybody else. You have feelings, you have thoughts, you guys get mad just like everybody else, you know. You know, so the thing about it is just, it's crazy, you know, that, you know, people just have a feeling that they think that, you know, that they can just talk to you anyway or just approach you and do all kinds of crazy stuff. It's crazy. But you know what it is, you know, I just appreciate you guys for doing what you do, bringing comedy, bringing wonderful entertainment to the people, and we definitely salute you guys, man, definitely. I don't know. I think we lost them or so, did we? I think the call dropped, and I think we lost Pinky. But we had two wonderful guests on the show. We had Pinky Killicorn and Orlando Brown live on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I was talking about basically how he was talking about being approached, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, people are getting, because when you're an actor, people think they can come to you and say all kinds of stuff because of what they see you act
right.
at, you know, but they don't know who you really are, you know?
Right, right.
Like, okay, take Kay Slay. A lot of people call him the drama king and they think that he's mean or whatever. But when I've interviewed him, you sit down and talk to him, he's actually a cool guy, you know? You just don't want to get on his bad side.
It's just, you know, media, sometimes the media do put out, you know, a bad misconception of a person, so
yeah, that's very true. But we
media plays a big part on like making these crazy misconceptions about how people are instead of actually getting to know them. So that's my thing, you know.
We have them back.
Okay, yeah, you was. Yeah. I'm sorry, I lost you. My, you said your question was what now? About what now?
No, it wasn't a question. I was just stating just that basically, like, media and people that see you when you act have a different thought of how you are instead of actually getting to know you. So they think they can approach you or ask you crazy things, right? You know, but you don't get to know who the person is actually as an actor. Some people have misconceptions of who the person is, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, just, you know, it just takes the time. It takes the time to learn someone. And just like, you know, these young people out here getting married too fast. You don't know the chick for a couple months or for a year or something like that. You want to get on your knees and try to marry her and all this other stuff. No, back in the day, you had to know the chick for at least about maybe 3-4 years before you do any of that. You know what I'm saying? And back then, it wasn't even all about that. It was just about basically, like, just growing up with your lover. You have a high, like Snoop, you got his high school lover. You know, like Ice Cube, you got his, how he married his high school lover. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, we jump in things too fast. And that's basically how we get into those kind of thoughts, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's real talk about that. Now, when it comes to your music, who are some of the producers and some of the people you're working with your music right now at the moment?
Well, definitely, got to keep certain things confidential because, like I said, I got my entertainment company, whatever the case may be, but we're looking at doing some things with Interscope, and we're definitely looking at doing some things over at, you know, probably Capitol or Warner Brothers, you know, that's what it's looking like. But as far as just, like, naming producers right now, I can't give you all that.
Okay. All right. It's all good. But I know we're going to have some hop coming out to camp soon and everything, so we're going to be waiting on that from you.
All right, well, cool. I'm glad you're going to be waiting. Shit.
I'm going to be waiting. You waiting. Oh, so do you like tattoos? You got a couple of tattoos. How many tattoos do you have, Orlando?
Maybe about 32 or whatever, but they're all, like, inside of one tattoo. So... if you look at like my Mad Mickey, I got the Straight Jacket, Next Level Chain, and all that stuff. But all that stuff counts as a tattoo to me. Damn, Mickey got chucks on. He got a blue rag on, and like I said, he got a chain on with the red eyes and the padded walls, and that took a lot. Even my wife's so serious. I got the Heath Ledger on my left arm or whatever, with him as the Joker, and it says, why so serious? I mean, why is a tattoo, so is a tattoo, and so is serious. All of these things are spaced out, all, but it mean the same thing. You know, it's all a part of one tattoo, but I count definitely all of them. So I'll say about 32.
Oh, okay, wow. But, I mean, I like tattoos, though, but I think a lot of them, with this new culture with the tattoos is more telling a story. But I think dealing with this industry alone, you sometimes have to be slightly off to deal with the crazy people in this industry. This industry is crazy. You just got to stay blessed and surround yourself with positive people, you know, in order to move forward. Because some people get caught up with the craziness, man, for real.
Yeah, you're right about that. And it's easy to fall into that. Like you know about my DUI and stuff. It's like when my brother passed away, it was more like, I went into a sorrow mode, and you know, working as hard as I did as a kid, when I turned 18 and That's So Raven was over, I went into, you know, my music aspect of my life, and ran into, you know, Pimp C and all that stuff. And then when Chad died, it was more like, yo, like, you know, it was just hurtful, you know what I mean? Because literally we got to the point to where, you know, Pimp had got the deal with Jive, a solo little deal basically for Live Soul Entertainment, which was his entertainment company. And I was the first R&B artist or first artist period on his label, coming off of his label. So, you know, he died on my birthday, and that you know, we're human.
Oh,
we are human. And it took a toll on me, and I started just drifting away in the wrong ways and got caught up with the drinking and smoking a lot of weed. You know, I was real heavy into the weed at that time of my life. And, you know, that's why it's very easy for me to speak to the kids and tell the kids, you know, that it's all right. You know, you don't have to fall into certain zones just because something happened. You got to use that as the fuel to the fire to, you know, put that into your craft or your art or whatever that case may be to make you hotter. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you know, it's very easy to get caught up in certain things and use excuses or use substance abuse as an excuse to, you know, to why you're you know, the way you are. But when you have God in your life, like you just said, when you have the Lord in your life, and it's not just a plaything, you know, you have that relationship with God, and you know, you love Him, and you really, really take Him serious, then hey, you know, it's always a way out, and you don't come out shining anyway.
Exactly, definitely. And your fans know a lot about you. They grew up with you, you know, and they saw that you still grow as, you know, in this life. What don't your fans know about Orlando?
What don't my fans know?
Mm-hmm.
My fans don't know I took a shit about 3:45 before I called you. I had to rush off the toilet. I had to hurry up, wipe my ass, and get off the toilet and make this phone call. I said, damn, I almost missed him. So, either.
I'm going to beat him. He's the worst. You are hilarious. Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say after that.
It's the truth.
Oh, my God. You ever turn around and look at it yourself? Any corn came out? You ain't see no corn, M&Ms or anything in that joint? I'm just saying.
Nah, I mean, well, it was because I'm been on a diet, so I really, you know, it was more like lettuce and shit. You know, it was more
lettuce and stuff.
it was lettuce. It was whole lots of greenery and healthy stuff in my diet. A lot of DNA.
You were hilarious, man. Oh, my God. Sandra, you have a last question for him before we wrap it up with Orlando? He's hilarious.
I'm out here, like, trying to hold my last one. Yeah, no, that's a good one. God damn.
No, the funny part is because I'm imagining him doing this mess, and I'm just laughing.
I'm out here waiting for him to say, you know, they don't nobody know. I play ball or so. He said, oh, no, I took a shit about 45. I'm like, whoa. Jesus. Oh, man, that's what's up, man. Like, well, my final question is, like, what advice would you give to, you know, the people, you know, like kids or whomever that's trying to go into comedy per se? Because, you know, a lot of people, they think comedy is something just because you make your friends laugh makes you a comedian automatically, you know. Like, what advice would you give them trying to get into comedy?
In the words of my godfather, Jamie Foxx, you know, you got to keep giving it to them and giving it to them and giving it to them. If they boo you off the stage, you give it to them some more. And, you know, you just got to keep working hard and working hard. And like you said, if people don't know, like, this comedy is not just no easy task, you know what I mean? These people like Kevin Hart and Kat and all these different great people that get on stage, you have to realize they've studied the greats before them, and those greats studied the greats before them all the way back from Flip Wilson, that, you know, put on Richard Pryor, to you know what I'm saying, all these great people, you know what I'm saying, like Moms Maybelline and all these great people. Like, you have to know your comedy history, and to be a comedical person doesn't mean that you, like you said, can just make your friends laugh. You know, it's you know, you're not, in the words of Richard Pryor, you're not supposed to know you're funny until someone else tells you you're funny. And even when they tell you you're funny, you still don't think you're funny. And that's what, that keeps the fire burning, to keep you fueled up enough to want to, you know, conquer the stage. And you know, me personally, I do a lot of studying, and I recommend a lot of studying, and you got to study the right people, you know what I mean? You can't just look at the recent people. You got to study the right people, the ones that went through the comedy circuit to make it what it is today for people like us. I recommend the studying. I recommend keep giving it to him, in the words of Jamie Foxx and in the words of God. You know, he only going to give you the desires of your heart. So if you really, really want it, and he sees that you put the energy into it, and he really sees that you breathing it, living it, and you crying for it, and you praying for it, and you really, really putting the work into being who you want to be as a comedian, you'll get there. You'll get there sooner than you think.
That's what's up. I just want to say it's an honor and a pleasure to have you live on here. We love you to death. And we wish you nothing but success and continued prosperity in your life. And hopefully this isn't the last time we have you here, and hopefully when we get a chance to come back out to L.A., you know, we can hang, you know?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Y'all come by the mansion, and we'll have some tea and crumpets.
Tea and crumpets. I ain't messing with him, man. Don't have us out there lost.
Yes, darling, we must do tea and crumpets. It's going to be such amazing. It's going to be such amazing. It's going to be lovely for all of us. It's going to be beautiful.
Yes. Chips are going to tear you out. Oh, my gosh. I cannot mess with him. He got me down. I got tears coming out of my eyes. I ain't messing with him. It's crazy. Oh, my God. But Orlando, if they want to check you out on social media, how do they go about doing that bit?
Well, my Instagram is Orlando Brown_, and my Facebook is The Real Orlando Brown. And as far as what else is there to say? I don't do a lot of the Twitter stuff, all that other stuff. You know, it behooves me. It just behooves me. I don't. Other than that, those two things is how you can find Mr. Brown, other than the big screen.
Oh, my God. Well, we love you, Orlando. Can we get a quick shout-out to Lush Radio Online, babe?
Yo, it's your boy Orlando Brown, and you're listening to Lush Radio. That's what you should be listening to, don't you think? I think so.
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. We love you. And I know you got to get back to work, or you might be chilling. But, you know, we ain't going to keep you hostage for any longer. We love you, though. So hopefully this is an
I love you, too. Just really and sincerely. And thank you so much for your time and all the kind words that you guys have shared with me today.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
man. Thank you, nothing but the best.
All right,
bless. Blessings. We just had the wonderful Orlando Brown live on the show, man. And he's definitely wonderful in person and wonderful on the air. So I definitely imply you guys to go check him out. Check out his new movies, American Bad Boy. Also check out the new NWA movie, and definitely support everything that he has going on. Support him. We need to support more of our people out here doing our thing. So I'm definitely supporting him. And we also have Pinky Killer Corn live in the building. We're going to actually play one of Pinky's songs called Congo. And we're going to come back, and we're going to do a quick wrap-up about what we talked about. And, you know, don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. Don't forget Broccoli Fest is tomorrow. Will and Jada Pickett's kids will be in the building. Willow and
Erykah
Jada.
Erykah Badu.
So it's going to be off the hook,
Pinky,
you know.
Of course.
Exactly. You know what? I got confused about, Broccoli Fest. I thought it was, like, some kind of, like, Woodstock thing at first. I thought it was like about, like, when I saw the green thing, I thought they were talking about Herb. I'm sorry. I didn't know
no,
it was really about broccoli. I thought they were trying to call the herb broccoli. I'm just saying. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But
that is a
nickname,
though.
The only, you know, it's a good cover-up. But anyway, Kiki Killer Corn, Congo, and we're going to come right back while that's ready online.
Like the way my Congos go, ah. He like the way my Congos go, ah. He like the way my Congos go, ah.
Dinner as well this Saturday. It's definitely going to be a lot. You know, be safe. You know, be safe this weekend. Safety is the key. That's my word for this weekend, safety. Yeah.
Exactly. Can't wait for Broccoli Fest tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Shout out to all those pregnant women out there. Anybody need a pregnancy shoot, holler at your girl. Log on to www.listeningonline.com. Check out our services. We'll come and check those pregnancy pics for you. Follow us at Less Radio Online, Orlando Brown _ you know, Pinky Killer Corn, at Pinky Killer Corn, at Just One Sandra. You know, check out the website, you know, leave comments. And don't forget Motivational Mondays. Exactly. Motivational Mondays is each and every Monday from 9 to 10 o'clock with your host, Emma E. K. I'm calling at 347-826-7722. And, you know, you heard a little bit about the sports. You heard something about the movies. And, oh, The Age of Ultron is coming out soon. So that's coming out. So it's a lot of different movies coming soon. And Pitch Perfect is having another installment. So look out for that. Less Radio Online. We serve the people. We don't do it for us. We do it for you. We are the people's voice. And we out. Love, peace, and chicken grease. And I don't know. Play some more music, and we'll be out of here. I don't know what you guys are doing tonight, but I want you to be safe. Don't forget Cities in D.C. has the most greatest brunch out there, so check out the brunch. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
Have fun. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Red velvet pancakes. Mm-hmm. One is
the hungry over there. He said, "Well, good, I'm pancake.
I'm hungry. I'm hungry right now. Who got a plate? But anyway, just gotta get one is the magic number because all of you guys are special to us, and we love you, and you are number one in our book. We're out of here. Let's play the online. Peace.
No hay nadie más que yo.
uno es el número mágico. En vida y en muerte, uno es todo. ¿Comprende?